Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the guts?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like putting my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bowl.
Light on this, like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
So what will you do, though? So, if you put your pants.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
In the scope of the universe, how is that? What? How does that even matter?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
The 2G Show, February 6th, 2016. We're glad you joined us here on the Blog Talk Radio Station. This is MG. Of course, I'm joined each and every show by the capable, and it's funny. It's GG. How you doing, G?
What do you say? What do you hear?
All right. Well, we were off last week, and we're back, and we're glad you joined us here. Get some business out of the way. You can listen to the show on your phone, on your computer, your iPad. 619-393-6728. 619-393-6728. If you got the guts, does anyone got the guts? If you got the guts, you can hit the one button and you can get in on the show. We're also in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/2Gs. I see Frank, our loyal listeners in there. G's in there, I'm in there. So if you want to come in and make some comments, interact with us that way, you can do that as well. All right, G, well, we were off last week, and I'm sure a lot of people have died in the last 2 weeks. So easy. But anyway, how you doing? Before I get that, how you doing today? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. And I went down with my grandkid today because I just gave a shout out to Jason, my son there. He's laid up in bed with the surgery on the foot. He had a major surgery on the foot. And today was the Minnesota Twins did a little clinic down at the Little League field. So I took my grandson there, Anthony, and they go down there and they show him how to, you know, catch and pitch and hit. And it was pretty good for a couple of hours. So, in between that freaking rain that was coming down, it got a little nippy out there. But they made it through, and they had a good time. So that's what I was up to today. Anyway.
All right. Yeah, brother. I mean, it is cloudy and cool today. And Frank was down last week to the Sunshine State. It was rainy and cold up there in Orlando. I love it like this, brother. This is why I want to go to South Dakota. The weather can stay like this year-round. I would love it. Cloudy. I'm sick of the heat. I'm over it. I'm done with it. But let's move on, brother. What we got today?
First, before we get going, I want to give you a shout-out because during this week it was your birthday. So I want to give a shout-out to MG for his birthday that was on the 3rd of this month.
Thank you, brother.
All right, well, we did lose a few people. First we lost Eggard Mitchell. Eggard Mitchell, you know who he is, brother? He died at 85.
No.
Eggard Mitchell. Well, Eggard Mitchell was sixth man to walk on the moon. He was part of Apollo 14.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right in the middle there, and Eggard Mitchell, he passed away at the 85. Well, we lost a couple of people in the music business again. One was Maurice White. In case nobody knows who Maurice White was, let's give a little taste of the music. Maurice White, lead singer there of Kool & the Gang, who passed away at the age of 74. And now we also lost another giant in the industry. Band, I think they got their due, but we lost this week Paul Kantner. And let's give us a taste of his music. The co-founder of course, the great band Jefferson Airplane with Gracie Slick, who passed away. He also passed away at the age of 74. And I also want to give a shout-out to a family member. Maggie the dog was our niece's dog, Nicole's, who we just found out that passed away today. So sorry to hear about that. And our condolences go out to the Gatner, Maurice White, and the Edgar Mitchell family.
All right, but you did miss one person that is pretty famous for the last 2 weeks. Maybe you covered him. I thought Abe Fagoda. Was that 2 weeks ago, or did you get Abe Fagoda?
Yeah. Fish.
You got him last time, or this, was he within this 2 weeks?
Who the hell can remember?
Yeah, I don't remember, but I think Abe Fagoda, I do remember Abe Fagoda passed away. So, okay.
I love
the one line
of The Godfather. It was only business.
Yeah.
It was only business.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, there, brother. All right. Well, where do you want to go here, brother? You had a little question and answer thing you wanted to go to today before we hit maybe the Super Bowl. I already made my pick already on the chat room with Frank. But you said you had a little questions and answer type thing you want to go to.
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, this is Super Bowl week, and because of our budget, you know, they couldn't send both of us. And you know, since you are the most popular, MG, you're the most popular, they send you out to the Super Bowl, to Radio Road, and out there, and you you know, doing a little snoozing with the stars. Some people are fascinated. So let us know who you were out there with, who you were snoozing with, and how about the big dinner that you held. Give the people a taste of what went on there on the Radio Row there out in San Francisco. Let us know.
Yeah, well, brother, I don't know where. If I was on Radio Row, I mean, without budget, I wasn't even near Radio Row. They had me so far out of there that I couldn't get anybody. Okay, I don't know what dinner you're talking about. You flew me out there. I'll give you that. I stayed at a Motel 6. Terrible. I got my fleshlight. You get that fleshlight? Oh, my God, the bugs and all the other things I've seen on there. And then I was out there. We're so far out there, I couldn't get nobody, brother. Nobody. I tried to get even strangers to come up and talk to us at the 2G show, could get nobody. So I don't know if that was your plan or what, but that was a wasted trip, and I just got back yesterday.
Yeah, I just want to show how modest you are. I know you don't want to do any name calling. And also, all right, since you don't want to give out you know, the people because maybe they told you not to say anything, you know, I can't believe you were way out. I mean, you're big time. You're big time. I mean, everyone knows MG's big time. So, but anyway, I know every year you hold the biggest Super Bowl party. So I know there's like, you know, 30, 40 people you held up over there in your mansion that you got. And I know so people want to know, what is the spread? That's the word now, you know, when people when talk food, they go, what's the spread that you have? Besides the sushi and the top dollar items, give people a little into your world. Tell people what kind of big party you're going to have and what's going to be your spread out there.
Well, brother, you want a little spread. I'll tell you the spread. The only spread I know is 5.5 for the Carolina Panthers over Denver. That's the only spread that I know that's going over here. So if you're surprising me with a party, I don't have anything. But I miss tomorrow? I miss Zappy, the microwave chef. If I can get Zappy, we should have got him on the show. So he could have gave me some tips because I have nothing planned. And if anyone shows up tomorrow, bring your own food because I got nothing in these cabinets. I'm at your house when I go. It's packed.
You are modest. You're funny. You know. Yeah, I mean, you don't want anybody to know anything. You're such a private person. You don't want nobody to know what the hell's going on. You know, people are fascinated about you, about your life and everything. And then you don't give them nothing. You don't give the fans nothing. But
I'm like Derek. I'm gonna be like Derek Jeter. If anyone comes into the house, they have to leave the cell phone right by the door. Okay, you have a little door, and people have to drop in their cell phones. Because I don't want people coming in here, you know, and taking pictures, videos, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you're unbelievable. You know, you're supposed to be a man among the people, but that's not showing up here. Yeah, you know, because people really want to know what's going on with you, and you're not giving them nothing. But anyway.
I don't give them anything, brother. Don't give them anything. All right, but we're talking about the Super Bowl, brother. I mean, what's your who you want to win and who do you think is going to win? Frank's got Carolina 28-17. What are you looking forward to the game tomorrow, brother?
well, first of all, you know, I guess I'm going to be jumping on the bandwagon. I didn't give him really that much credit all year. I mean, how's a team that was at one time, even last year, 3-8 going nowhere, I become this juggernaut of a team, the Carolina Panthers? I mean, going 15-1. I don't see them. I don't know what it is, but, you know, maybe they'll prove me wrong. But I don't see them, you know, the 15-1. They're not a 15-1. I think of the 86 Bears, you know, the 49ers. You know, you're even way back in Miami, they were undefeated. The only team was the Patriots because they met the Giants. But most teams, you know, 15-1, you think of a dynamo team, and I don't see this as a dynamite team. Needless to say, I think they're going to win the game. I want them to win because, you know, I have a quarterback, Eli Manning, and I always wanted him to have the upper hand on his brother. I can always say he's got two and his brother one. But I'll be honest with you, this is probably for the first time that if Denver wins, I could care less, and if Carolina wins, you know, it really won't bother me who wins this. I really don't have a hated, you know, I don't team in the Super Bowl. But I go with the Carolina Panthers. I don't think it's going to be as high scoring as, you know, a high scoring game. I think Denver will cover the spread of 5.5. I think it's going to be a field goal game. And, you know, I'm looking at something like maybe, 24-21, just at the number of the over and under, which is 45.
Yeah, if you look at Carolina, I don't want to take any away from them, 15-1. I mean, if you look at that schedule, I mean, I think they beat one or two teams over 500. Again, 15-1 is a remarkable thing. You know, anything can happen in football. One game can change everything. You know, kickoff return, interception. I think it's going to be a close game. But I think Denver's going to win this game. Denver's going to win it. Defensively, usually the best defensive team usually wins. This year they were the best defensive team. I think they win this game 22-19. I think Peyton goes out with a Super Bowl win. I know storybooks don't usually happen. You always say that. A storybook, sports don't play like that. But I think they're going to win this game 22-19. But sticking to football, how come the Giants don't make a play for Johnny Manziel? What do you think about getting the Giants? What do you think about Johnny Manziel, brother? What do you think about that?
I mean, here's a kid, a privileged kid. This annoys me. I mean, this annoys me about this kid. You have the opportunity of a lifetime. I mean, everybody would love to play sports for your life. You have an opportunity of a lifetime, and you go out and act like a total idiot. I mean, it's a privilege. I mean, you laugh at Johnny Manziel as a Giant man. I hope he never plays football again, this kid. He's got everything handed to him. He comes from money. His father and the family's in oil. There's no accountability with him. And I hope that maybe Dallas should get him. Just say we can hate them even more. You know, I mean, maybe it'd be nice to see him go to Dallas so people can hate Dallas even more. But this kid should not be in football and get his life together. Even his own father, who wrote in the paper there the other day, says that if his son continues this way, he's not going to see his 24th birthday. I mean, they've done nothing to help him. They say, and now they say they can't do nothing to help him. But yeah, keep throwing money his way, and of course, he'll never get any help. This kid.
Sure, brother. Let me get your number out again. 619-393-6728. 2G show here. Deion Sanders was out there today. I know you're a big fan of Deion Sanders, and he said it's not Johnny Manziel's fault. It's your girlfriend's fault, the ex-girlfriend. It's her fault.
Yeah, this is what gets me. They got these guys actually on TV. I mean, they pay Deion Sanders, who's a buffoon, who to this day, you know, even from that time when Burfict went across the middle and then, you know, hit Brown, he's saying it was a good hit, you know, and all this. I mean, this Deion Sanders is a joke. And how they let these guys with these stupid opinions, it's the girlfriend's fault that he hit him. I don't care whose fault it is. You don't hit nobody. You know what I mean? Whoever's fault, you don't hit a woman. You don't. Walk away. That's more of a man when you walk away from something like that than when you hit a woman. I mean, what an ass. And he's still on TV. And if I'm the whoever's running the NFL freaking network, I kick him off the air. I tell him to go home. I mean, what a stupid remark. It was the girlfriend's fault. Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. This is what gets me mad. I mean, these guys get paid for this stupidity they got on it. It just drives me crazy.
Yeah, what Deion Sanders, I mean, the NFL Network, I can't watch that. I can't watch ESPN. That's terrible, too. I mean, I do like your show that you got me hooked on to, that other sports pregame show there, which is fantastic. You know, Adam Schein, sometimes he goes a little bit over the top. Let me tell you one thing a little off topic there. I think we've discussed this a little bit before the show. I don't have satellite radio getting in my car. I need to get it back. That ESPN show, the Dan Levitar show, is the most unlistenable, I don't know if that's a word, unlistenable show ever. Like, it's all about ESPN, NFL Network. How these guys on the radio? I mean, we do this show on a phone. We have no production, nothing. I think if you gave us a contract and we had all the producers, we could do, I think our show would be much better. How do these guys get on the air, brother? That's why I want to know how.
You know what it is? They all want to act like idiots and stuff just to get their names out there. You know what I mean? To make them different and popular so people will listen to them. I mean, they got rid of Colin Cowherd, who's, he was decent. And cutting costs on ESPN. They're firing a lot of people. And you wonder how these guys don't get fired. You know what I mean? I mean, this is a waste of time. I mean, everybody, I don't listen to this because, I got the Sirius, and I listen to the Howard Stern in the morning, and then I got the Adam Schein, and then I got the Stephen A., and then I listen to, of course, one of our favorites, Mad Dog. But a couple of times when my radio wasn't working, I was coming on home, and they were usually on it from like 4 to 6. Actually, they come on at 6 after the Miller show, and I mean, I do not find them funny. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous radio. You want to have the sports. You want to, a little interacting once in a while about, it's funny. If you want to find something that's funny, listen to in the morning. If you want to listen to the morning show with the Morning Men with Evan Cohen and Mike Babbage, it's fun. They give you sports, but they're also very funny. These guys are just trying so hard to be funny, and it's not.
It's not. I think you and I, again, give us the contract. Give us the production. Give us all the equipment. You and I could do a better job. We're just doing this on the telephone with no equipment, basically.
I don't want to put my own horn. You know how I am. I'm very modest. Of course we could do better. Of course.
Yeah, you're good.
I gotta be kidding me.
I don't know about me, but I don't know about me, but I will say, you do a great job. I mean, serious now. No. If you listen to your show without me on there, you got a good radio voice. You're very knowledgeable. You're funny. We could do a great show, and especially you could do a great show. I mean, better than these guys, but that's the way it is.
Don't undersell yourself, bro. You run a good show. You run a good as a host. I don't think I can do that as a host, going to Tommy. You do a very good job. Don't undersell yourself. This show will not work without you. I'll tell you that much.
It's a great show. I mean, we do. But anyway, moving on here real quick here. I want to do a shout-out. Next week, next Friday, the two G's are scheduled to be the guest. We're going to be the guest. How did this happen? How did you go from seeing Dave Mason in 1970 or 1972 in Staten Island with Daddy-O? How did we go all the way to Clearwater, Florida, and we're going to be the guest of Dave Mason thanks to Winifred Wilson? And Dave's a little sick right now with his voice, so hopefully he's back. But Thursday night, you and I are going to be the guest of Dave Mason in Clearwater, Florida. And we're going to go see Dave again. I mean, unbelievable.
Never in my wildest dreams that I thought that time when I first seen Dave and been following him all these years that, we ever get to meet him. I mean, it's very rare. But it's all because of you. I mean, it's all because of you because you kept in contact. You know the right people. You got in touch with the wizard who knows, who's supposedly the number one Dave Mason fan until he met you. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. And you kept in contact. You know what to say. You know who to talk to. And this would have not been done. And this is I got to give you credit, and I got to thank you for this, because you know how much I like Dave Mason. And
oh,
it would not have been done without you, bro. So I can't even thank you enough.
And it's amazing, amazing. So we're going to be seeing Dave on Friday. We'll take some pictures, and we'll post them up there, and we'll do that. So, all right, but we're getting down near the end here. Let's talk a little bit about the Knicks and Rangers. I know Frank McGann went to the Ranger game the other day. Frank's a great father, let me tell you that. I'm not even there, but those kids love Frank. Frank's surprised to get his son. And they went to the Ranger game on the other day against Minnesota. But this Ranger team scares me a little bit, brother. This year, they're one of the third worst road teams. I don't know. I'm going to jump off the bandwagon with this team, but I'm nervous, brother, with the Rangers.
You know, I'm with you, you know, but the Rangers always make me nervous every year. You know, as I said, we've only won one cup since 1940. But I don't know if they're bored. I just don't get the, you know, that, like the last couple of years, man, they were on their game, you know, defense, the defense, the scoring was good, goaltending. But for some reason, this team just does not have the fire in their belly. I don't know if it's because of all those playoff games that they're just going through the motions. But you got to realize, you got to win these games to get in. So they better, you know, I mean, they won today in a shootout against the Flyers. They won the other night coming down. They're down 2-0. They beat the Minnesota Wild 4-0. I mean, they're getting their points. I still have hope that if this team gets in, that they can do some damage in the playoffs.
That's the game Frank was at. Frank was at the Minnesota game, but they were down 2-0. They came back 1-4-2. So I don't know when Nash is getting back. This big team, Miller's playing out of his mind. But you got to get in. And then, you know, you're going to need a hot goaltender, and who knows what can happen, but I'm excited. As far as the Knicks go, brother, I really hope that they can get rid of Carmelo Anthony. The coach thinks, I don't see no hope with this team. The rookie, I like him. I think he's hit a wall. But the Knicks, I mean, no, we don't have a pick in this draft. So we're back to that again.
Hey, Kristaps Porzingis, KP.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what a pick if everybody gave, you know. But anyway, you're right. There's no way they're going to get rid of, Melo. He's stuck with him. And this is the New York Knicks. It's a mega of basketball. And we got to have Derek Fisher. Get us a coach, would you please? Would you get us a coach? I mean, this is New York. Come on. Derek Fisher. What a joke.
Couldn't I agree with you more, brother. It's a joke, and it's just very, very frustrating. Anyway, switching to movies, I saw The Fifth Wave the other day. Fantastic movie. On television, I'm watching American Crime. That's great. Madoff was great. Next week is The Walking Dead. We got about 30 seconds, not for your final comment, but anything else but on TV, movies, you want to give a shout-out to?
Well, I'm getting ready to watch Scoriario. I heard it's good with Benito del Toro and Emily Blunt about the drug trade and on the Mexican border. So I'm getting ready to watch that one. I can't wait for next Sunday with the Walking Dead coming back, and everybody. I want everybody to have a nice, a great Super Bowl day. Enjoy. Get your snacks ready, and let's hope it's a good game. And anyway. Adios, muchachos, and everybody, take it easy.
All right, well, thank you. Thanks, Frank, Mom, listening, and thanks to my dinner mom for my birthday. It's fantastic. Join us next week. We'll have a little, we'll give you Dave Mason, what happened at the show. We'll be back next week. Enjoy the Super Bowl. So for Gigi, this is NG. This is Dave Mason. Good night, America. Something is missing.
on my mind.